All right, today is Saturday, July 18th, 2026. Welcome to the OA Working with Others sponsorship meeting. Now, Joe B from Australia will share for up to 20 minutes on their experience, strength, and hope on sponsorship. The meeting is yours, Joe.
My name is Joanne, and I am from Melbourne, Australia. I've been in program since I was 21. I'm now over 50, so that's really what I'm just going to say, over 50, getting older. And I've been in program pretty much that whole time, and showing up and sponsoring in some form pretty much that whole time. I love this program, and I love what it's given me. At 24, I was unable to leave my house. Part of my story is anxiety, panic attacks, obesity, laxative abuse, and just generally not being able to deal with life. I am also clean and sober today. I don't attend those other fellowship meetings, but I do not use, so I abstain. And it's been a long time of showing up one day at a time, looking at what is a healthy food plan for me, what is a healthy life for me, and showing up. I'm recovering from a cold and I'm having internet issues, so I just want to apologize right away if I cough and if my internet goes off. I'm just doing a set aside. So a set aside, what I just said then, I close my eyes. And I say the set aside, and I do this all the time. And this was the beginning of my recovery. And this is what I teach when I teach new people. One of the first things I get them to do. So if you are new, grab a pen. In fact, this is what I tell people, to find a pen and a piece of paper right now. And you'll think I'm not joking. I will wait. Go get a pen. Go get a piece of paper, because we have trouble. I have trouble concentrating and thinking. I get distracted, and the pen and the paper help me to focus. They help me to write down things that resonate, so that I can review it later, so that I can learn. A set aside is a prayer, is an attitude where I become teachable, and that's what sponsorship is. It's a form of passing on and teaching, and that's what the set aside is. I have to set aside what I think I know. And I'm actually very intelligent. Usually, I'm very capable. I can read situations usually pretty well, but then for some reason, I do incredibly silly things. Why did I do that? Why? I don't even know. And so I use the set aside. The set aside is, I'm going to say one right now. I call into my spirit. Whatever that is, I don't even have to know. Please, can you set aside? I'm powerless to set it aside. And so I lean into a spirit, a mystery, God, a voice. Please set aside everything I think I know about my recovery, about my food plan, about this meeting here today, about my health. Please open my heart and mind for something new. I pray to be teachable today. This is a set aside prayer. Every time I say a set aside, I change the words. I say the set aside many times a day, and every time I say that set aside, I change the words. So when we close, when my time is up, I will say another set aside, and you will see me change the words. I need to wake up. A lot of our disease is falling asleep, and that's what we do as members of living our life. We fall asleep, and this is the job of the sponsor, to wake people up. To ask questions without an answer. Just the question is more important than the answer. I had to stop trying to have the answer. That's part of my disease, to fix, manage, and control, which keeps me stuck in food. have to let go of what the sponsee should do and what I should do as a sponsor. I have to let go as a sponsor and do a set aside. Set aside what I think that sponsee should be doing today. Open my heart and mind for something new. Be teachable as a sponsor. I tend to sponsor through stories. So I'll tell stories of my life through my experience. That's what I pass on. And so I will tell two or three stories today of sponsorship examples. If you stick just before I leave the idea of the set aside, when I'm teaching people, they often want to know more detail than they need to know. When you're a beginner, the set aside is steps one, two, and three. I'm powerless, right? That's why you're doing a set aside, because you recognize you're powerless. That's step one. Well, you just did it. There is a power. Well, that's what you just prayed in the set aside. It doesn't matter what the power is. We don't ever understand it. It's always bigger than whatever you think it is. It's bigger. It's beyond comprehension. The point is, there's this mystery that I lean into today. Even if you're more atheist minded or scientific, that mystery can be your this part of the brain that shuts off, the executive function. It doesn't matter. I'm powerless. There is a power. And just for today, I let go of my way of doing it. That's what the set aside is. God and spirit, please set aside everything I think I know about Elizabeth. Please open my heart and mind and allow me to have a new experience, a new connection, a new understanding, a set aside. I'm powerless over my reactivity, over my expectations. There is a power. That's why I did that set aside. And just for today, I'm open. I'm teachable. A set aside. And you practice. I mean, I just threw a name in there. I hope that's okay. But you just change the set aside every time you do it, always. So, one of the first things I get sponsees to do is to start doing set aside all the time. For me, I was 24 years old and I couldn't bear living. I was just over it. I couldn't leave the house. I was fully agoraphobic. My brain was telling me just all these intrusive thoughts. I couldn't move. Constant panic attacks. If you looked me in the eye, I would blush. I had obesity. And what did you do on a Friday night? At 24, on a Friday night, I would get a whole bunch of food delivered to my house and hospital grade laxatives. So I spent my Friday night on the toilet. What did you do? Like, oh, Saturday morning by the time. It's like, that was my plan of living. So it was a bit messed up. And so getting out of that life is what I've been doing ever since, one day at a time. Sponsorship, so some stories that I do from sponsorship, if I'm teaching it, is that I start with a set-aside prayer, getting them to do a set-aside prayer. And then for me, I actually take them to steps, well, I won't go into too much detail because we've only got 20 minutes, but I go through the steps very quickly. Very quickly, I get them within a day or two. They've got an idea what all those steps are. Like they will not do a very good job, sponsors. They're not going to do a great job. They're not going to understand it, but they know what they are, those steps. They get a sense of it. Very quickly, I'm taking them through the steps. And then we go back and we take a slower journey. Okay, and the slow journey might take months. But if they get a little off beam, we do a quick run through all 12 steps. I'm powerless. There is a power. Just for today, I'm going to let go of my way of doing it over whatever in their life is disturbing them. I'm powerless over whatever it is. I have to let go of my expectations, and I have to let go of my expectations of myself. Like, I'm powerless that you disturb me. Right? For your sponsee, they're disturbed by the people around them. Well, we bring that to a set aside. One, and then take them through the steps. Step four is inventory. Five is, admitting to another human being. Step six, are you willing? To do step six, you have to see what the payoff is. My anxiety gave me a payoff. I didn't have to pay the bills. I didn't have to get out of the house. I didn't have to go for a walk in the morning. I didn't have to be responsible. Am I ready to let go of those payoffs? And I wasn't. It took what it took for me to start showing up, you know? And one day at a time, doing the, so that's step six. Are you willing to let go of that payoff? First, you have to see that there's a payoff to your disease behavior. There's a payoff. Helping people see that is really important. Step seven is my creator. I'm now willing that you should have all of me. Self-care, the good and the bad. I now, what is it? The good and the bad. I don't know, all of me, whatever the step seven is, it escapes me just at this moment. I usually can quote it, but every single defect of character, you let it go, let go of that self-loathing. Self-loathing is part of my disease. I used to call myself nasty names. One of the first things I did in sponsorship was to be, as a sponsee, I was told not to use the word stupid anymore. I wasn't allowed to call myself names. And that's an instruction that I give to all of my sponsees, whether they follow it or not. I just pay attention to that negative voice. Just your brain may say it for years. Mine did. My brain still said it for years, but I really stopped saying the word out loud. And after time, I stopped thinking it. It took time. I have to look at my behavior and eventually my thinking changes. So, some of the stories I give in terms of learning how to sponsor is from my own experience, two that I'm going to give right now. One of them is I had a sponsor. I have had two babies in the program, and they are now teenagers, and I'm living a life. I love my life. And I pass that on. I love my life. I love it. And I have boundaries today. This meeting has boundaries. I love the format. I love this meeting and I love the format. What you have here is structure. And I guarantee you, those people doing service will meet people like me who come in and they don't like the structure. They don't like being told what to do. Having a room full of people like me is having a room full of cats. And all those cats want to go in their own direction. They all think they know what they want to do. And they're all very clever. And they're all of you, all of us, are VIPs, very important people, right? And you have a room full of those people together. And it's a disaster. And yet, when you create structure, which is what I see in this meeting, and it is beautiful. When you create structure, people can flourish. And that's what I try to do as a sponsor, to create structure. Now, does that mean that I tell my sponsees what to do? No, I create structure and it's up to them what they do. And the story that I give to that is years ago, I was sponsoring a girl who overseas. She was in America. I'm in Australia, and we were talking on the phone. And I said to her, she was a nurse or some sort of healthcare worker, and she was, I'm too busy to eat during the day, so I'm having these meal replacement shakes. And she was having a meal replacement for breakfast, a meal replacement for afternoon tea or lunch or whatever, and then she would come home and she would binge. Just unlimited, like binge, or she would pick up, buy food on the way home. And I would say, well, I suggest that you boil some eggs, or we talked about different types of foods that she could take, or you prepare your meals at night. And we'd made all these suggestions. And she's like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do my replacement meal. And I said, okay, well, call me tomorrow at 7 and or whatever the time was, and we'll talk. I did my best as a sponsor. I shared what my experience is. When I restrict my food, every period of restriction for me ends in a period of binging. That's my cycle. I just shared that food plan wouldn't really work for me. And I see the time. Thank you. I'll be okay. So I share with her that that food plan wouldn't work for me. And I breathe in and I breathe out and I let her go. It is her life. I hang up the phone. But you know what? When you deal with sponsees, I have to tell you, and I didn't tell that sponsee, but one of my binge foods is meal replacements. The best food plan in the world for me is like a liquid diet where I never have to eat, and it's amazing. And that was my worst binge. I went about 10 to 15 days, I think it was, with no food, no solid food. I just was liquid food. And then I finished with my biggest, most horrible, most physically dangerous binge in my whole life. I was 24, and that was one of my lowest moments, and it brought me into program full time. Before then, I'd been a part-time program person. Maybe it's good for you. I'll come when I'm unhappy, but otherwise I'll be okay myself. At 24, I had some dangerous experiences with the food, and one of them was around meal replacement shakes. So I didn't tell this sponsee that. I just did my best to say that wouldn't work for me. That plan wouldn't work for me. But it's her life. And I hung up the phone, but now I'm disturbed. I'm irritable, restless, and discontent. The thought actually occurred to me, maybe I could do a shake. I mean, that sounds pretty reasonable. She does it. Maybe I should too. And so I hang up the phone. I immediately called my sponsor. So this is a rule for me. If you are sponsoring, you must have a sponsor. Now, this to me seems pretty straightforward. My behavior tells me what I believe. If you're writing something down, write that down because it is deep. You can meditate on that all year and you still won't have really got to the depth of it. My behavior tells me what I believe. If I do not have a sponsor, get that around your head, people, because we sometimes sponsor for unhealthy reasons because we're codependent and I want to fix you. You know, my behavior tells me what I believe. So I hung up that phone and I called my sponsor. I was irritable, restless, and discontent because that's what happens. The next day, and after a few days, she kept, she wouldn't follow my suggestion, and she got bored of me telling her that isn't really what I suggest. You know, I suggest you make a meal tonight. And she stopped calling, and I hope she's well wherever she is and has found her path. So that's one story, and I'll finish with I've got a little bit of time, but I want to bring in another story. So I've had two babies in program. One of my the first baby that I had, I'm pregnant, and I'm about 8 or 9 months pregnant, and I'm having a baby shower, right? I'm actually not very I'm not very good with people, let alone babies. I spent my life in anxiety attacks. A little bit of an example. Was putting on the nappy backwards for the first 6 weeks. I didn't like. I thought it seemed it worked, right? I didn't know. There's a lot of things about living that I don't know. Baby shower. Some of you might be very familiar with that. I had no idea, but I did have this event and I invited all these people and I invited my sponsor. So my sponsor comes to the baby shower and people, she's a lovely woman and you know, she means well. And she comes to my baby shower and I see her eating all the food. I hadn't even eaten the food, right? I'm abstaining from food. Like she looked at me and with straight face said, "It looks healthy." So that's why she was eating, like the stories that we tell ourselves. Now, sponsors are just volunteers. And I was pregnant, I was desperate, and she was just trying to help, but she wasn't sober. So, people, if your sponsor is not sober, there's no, you can't fix them. Fix, manage, and control your sponsor. Stop it. They are volunteering their time. She means well, but she's not sober. So what is she passing on? She's not passing on a healthy message. From that day, I recognized with love that she was doing the best she could, but she wasn't sober, and I needed a sober sponsor. So I got off my bum And I went to meetings and I called some old friends that I knew that were sober in OA. And got my sponsor that I'm with today. And I've been with her now for almost 18 years. Bless, 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 one day at a time. And so just to close up, this is just an idea. Lots of things that I've thrown into today's talk. Sponsorship is we're volunteering our time. So when people have outside issues, I direct them to get outside help. I am a volunteer. I'm not your free therapist. I'm not your friend. I'm not here for your alleviating boredom. I am here. The job of the sponsor is to redirect you to spirit, redirect you to your spirit, and not to be afraid if your food plan is different to mine or if your spirit looks different to mine. This is an inside job, and we get distracted by the outside. So, as a sponsor, I direct people to find their inner guide, their inner spirit. And I remember that we are volunteers. And I remember that when I get disturbed, am I calling on my sponsor? Because my behavior tells me what I believe. If I'm not calling on my sponsorship when I'm disturbed, then my behavior tells me. In this moment, I don't believe in sponsorship, and that's not okay. What am I doing sponsoring if I don't believe in sponsorship myself? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joanne, aka Joe B from Australia. I will stop the recording.